You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a £100 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podkatzuk. Just go to Indeed.com/podkatzuk right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm CG Wolf.
And today we have Peggy O'Leary.
Hi.
Peggy did our comedy show at The Yard. I guess it was like a month or two ago.
It was for her first comedy show at a skate park.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't even know if that's true, but I've never done the actual show on like the lift. That's what I think I was saying. Like, I probably have done a show at a skate park, but we were like on the ramp and I'm like, I'm gonna fall down.
We were on the ramp. I didn't even think about that. I could have got so banged up.
Yeah, weren't you on
crack? You slayed so hard that night that CG and I were both intimidated.
I was like,
to go on.
Fuck, I had to go up right after Peggy. I was like, fuck. Like, I know that's supposed to be a good thing. Like, you warmed them up for me or
you
something.
You did warm them up.
Yeah. It was like, no, they were out of laughter after. They were drained.
I wish that was true.
It is true.
That John was crazy.
It was a fun show. I had a good time.
Yes. And we get to do another show together, July 12th.
Yeah.
At the Fort Washington Swim Club. So I'm excited to hang out with you again.
I'm not going after Peggy this time.
Well, yeah, well.
I'll warm them up for her. Okay.
Okay.
That shit was redonkulous.
Yeah, Peggy, this wasn't on the topics, but why aren't you rich and famous yet? You are.
I have no idea. I know.
That was the most hidden genre. I've gone to her shows in Manhattan and New York Comedy Club. That was the most hidden set I've ever seen. I gotta say.
Yeah, it was amazing.
That genre was fucking fire.
Comedy.
Like, I could see it being on a special. Like, I could see, you know, like, I seen that shit was funnier than shit I seen on like hour-long specials on HBO Max and shit. John was fire.
First, folks. You can still buy my album Fat Cheerleader. I don't know if I'll ever see any money for it, but listen to it.
You guys,
it's called Fat Cheerleader.
Yeah.
I fucking love it already. Oh my god,
you need, anyone listening needs to check it out. Yeah, it was crazy. And I even texted your friend Meg, or not texted, I think it was on Instagram, but I was like, Peggy's like the funniest person ever. And she said, yeah, she really should be getting more flowers. You know, like, that's what the phrase is, like, give her flowers. And I feel like in our world, people don't give flowers enough.
Well, because we're all like weirdly making our own gardens. We want to give ourselves our own flowers.
Right.
So we forget to look around. Well, I think it's also just hard because it's like, I mean, like, I've known you forever, but like, I haven't seen you because I've been in LA and now I've been in Philly forever. Like, so it's like, if you don't see people and if you're not in front of agents, there's a reason why people move to New York and LA.
That's
you're
true.
Not like around anybody who's able to give you those opportunities. But honestly, I kind of like it better. You fly out under the radar. No, I'm just kidding. I would really love money. It would be
really
if I had some money. And didn't have to have like 700 jobs. Like, I'm currently, I think, clocking in at 5 jobs right now. And that's included. Like, I have a full-time job. And then I do a lot of like bartend here, make a booklet here. So stupid.
Nice. Do you have one of those? Is any of them like one of those internet jobs? Where you just like
a webcam? No, I'm not a webcam. No, I'm not a webcam.
Said webcam.
I'm, too Catholic for that, you know? I don't like
asking
internet
if she was
jobs.
on
I
OnlyFans?
was not asking that at all.
What
I was
do you mean?
asking
What's an internet job besides porn?
because these are the only jobs that I get offered is, they'll text it to my phone and be like, $200 a day just to sit in the comfort of your own home on your computer. It'll say like 200 to 600 a day.
Those are
And
scams,
that,
usually.
I know there. Yeah. I was wondering if it was one of those because
Sorry,
sometimes
can
the
you hear the
prices are
dog?
like,
Oh my God, Gus. Sorry,
sometimes the pay is low
the
enough
dog.
that I'm pretty sure it's a real job. You know what I mean? When it's a scam,
Yeah.
it's $1,000 a day. But when it's not a scam, it's $200 a day. Like,
Right.
200's low enough that,
That's
maybe,
how they sucker you in.
if you work at Arby's, then you think that's good. You know what I mean? Then you jump over to that job. But
$200 a day is good to anyone. I don't know what you're doing at home, but 200 days is a solid day for me. One
definitely.
of
Oh,
my
no, it's totally
jobs.
a solid day for me, too. What I'm saying is that's not a scam, though, because I have like a regular shitty job. So like, a scam is not going to be like, we'll pay you as much as a regular shitty job will pay you.
No, good. Scammers might be getting smarter. Anyway, let's get to the first topic.
That's true,
Okay. I
actually.
feel like my glasses are like the glare is annoying.
There is a glare, actually. Yeah.
Because of the camera. So that's really annoying.
Take
Sorry.
them off, so, or take them off. Show us some
That's
baby blues.
never.
That sounded so creepy. Take them
Yeah.
off. Okay.
Don't write your
How do you
writing to
take
me
them
in the
off,
internet scam.
please? Oh.
So CG and I were driving and we saw a bumper sticker that said gas, grass, or ass. Wait, no, it said
Gas, grass, or ass, nobody rides for free.
okay.
And
That's
we were digesting that, and that is such a
I
pervy
was like, this dude's a
sticker.
fucking rapist.
The gas or grass is actually great. Like that could be a good rule. Like if you want to ride, you have to contribute to gas or grass. It's rude. It's up front. But to say gas, grass, or ass, like if you want to ride, you have to give me
That
your
is a fucking
vagina.
scumbag. Like, you can't just give your neighbor a ride down the block. Like, you can't, like, you have, they have to give you some shit. Like, first of all,
Yeah.
that's greedy as fuck. Second of all, like, he wants some vagina for giving you a ride too.
Technically, he wants ass, so we don't know. We don't know if he wants a man or a woman. Okay, he just wants a hole.
I felt like this was like a strongly heterosexual for some
I don't know.
reason.
He's kind of a hippie. He loves grass. Listen, those are the scariest pervs. Is the ones that like act like they're a good person. They're like, I'll give you some weed. I'll give you a car ride, and then in the end, they're like, but now you're gonna make out with me, right? And you're like, oh, I thought this was what porn was. I've seen that so
This happen to you a lot, Peggy? I feel like this is like a big part of your life, kind of like perverts.
well, I'm a woman, so yeah, it's sort of a part of all of our lives. I don't think I'm anyone in particular. Actually, I think I'm the least of I hear horror stories from my friends, and I'm like, thank God no one picks me up anymore. I'm too obnoxious or abrasive and aggressive. So guys are like, I'll let her come to me. I think I'm
I
good.
feel like you get perved on because like you're a comedian and you're funny, you're like
Yeah.
openly funny, so they're like, oh, I can perv on her, like she's, she can take it
Yeah. But
kind of
again,
thing.
I'm going to go back with what I originally said. I'm pretty sure all men at all times, it's just different ways. It might be more in front. Like, it's more like, hey, I'm a perv. What's up, Peg? Whereas, like, maybe like a nicer gal would get like the, around the way perv. I do get more of like in your face pervs. Like, I have a joke about it where a guy was like, you should be a mouth model. It's like, that's so gross because
That's fucked up.
model is just a regular model. What's wrong with the top half of my face?
My move in high school was always to do the not asked for neck massage, shoulder massage. Just slip up behind him and start doing the shoulder massage.
Are you being serious? That's so gross.
Oh,
That's such a gross to joke about. Well, Peggy thinks you're being serious and like that
I
I
don't think you're
married a
serious, but I
person
love
like
how you were
that.
like,
I wouldn't
man,
marry.
I wanted to say that
you're
because
like,
that was a lot of people's move back then. I thought it was the creepiest thing ever. Like massage, best friend massage guy, who's like, he's the girl's best friend. He does it. He goes in the best friend angle and he'll like do the massages. And then, because he's trying to play the long game. Like he wasn't good enough to get in there like straight on, like straight up with
right.
no gimmicks. So he had to do like a gimmick one. I always thought those were great. Like the dudes who like had to work really hard and they had to have a gimmick. I always
Yeah.
thought that was great to watch the gimmicks unfold.
You never had to have a gimmick? What was your gimmick? Just being a douche?
My gimmick That's not fair. That's not fair how hard both of you were laughing at that. I don't think that's fair at
Well,
all.
we just went from grass, gas, and ass, and then you're like, "Listen, I never did it," but like, you know those guys that used to like creep onto girls, and you're like, "You mean you?" Like, no, I don't know those guys, but you do. So why are you hanging out with such perverts?
No, it's people that I would see in high school doing
Right,
this. You
just
don't choose who you're
people.
hanging out, you know, in high school when you're in school. You don't really get to choose your surroundings at all time. You don't
I
pick
don't know
who's
who
in your
told you that,
dorm.
but that is not true. Kids, if you're listening, you can meet your own friends and make your own friends. There aren't just,
Sometimes you
even
would
if you, also,
observe.
here's another concept. There's kids outside of school. You can go find kids outside of school if you like, you know, if you like dancing, go to a dance class, you know, if you're a fat cheerleader, go cheer, you know?
So sometimes you would see someone, you know, who's kind of a dirtbag from across the room. You're not hanging out with them.
Right,
Or
okay.
maybe you did hang out with them because maybe they were kind of cool, but they had to use some gimmicks.
Listen, he got the keg this weekend. I had to hang out with Joey, all right? I know he's
That's real shit though, dog.
100%. I grew up
But
in Delco. Yeah, I know. Oh, am I allowed to curse? Sorry.
like if they have a if they have
Curse.
parties at their house, they're instantly cool. They're instantly in the in crowd.
Yeah.
Few kids,
This
a
is
few
why
kids figured
kids
that out.
don't, you don't need to hang out with the cool kids in high school because they usually end up massaging your weird girlfriend's shoulder.
We're moving on to the next topic, which I'm sure you've heard about this chick, Bonnie Blue.
No.
Peggy. So Bonnie Blue is a porn star who did this
Never.
thing.
I've never watched porn.
Never ever.
Not never ever, but like it's not a.
It's not your thing. Well, I didn't watch this, but it's a big thing on TikTok that people are talking about because she slept with 1,000 men in
Oh.
like 24 hours or something. And
Oh. I
women
didn't
are saying
know
she set us back. I was telling him, and CG's like, I don't get why she's getting all this hate. I kind of do get why she's getting a lot of hate because it's like, I don't know, it's just very disgusting.
Well, what's the reason for it? That's my thing. Why does is she setting like a like is she trying to get in the Guinness Book of World Records? If that's it, if it's for a noble cause, like the Guinness Book of World Records, I'm here for it. But if it's just to be like, look at me, girls, I can fuck 1,000 guys, that's weird. I think she did it for the record, right? She
To
didn't.
know her ethnicity, because as a Jew, I get UTIs quite easily, and I feel like,
I don't think that's a Jewish thing as an Irish Catholic.
oh, really? Good to hear. Good to hear.
We're all in the same boat when it comes to
So, if all vaginas are this sensitive,
penises.
how
I
can
know.
you have 1,000 men and not have your vagina burning off after that?
I
Like,
know, honestly, again, if she was doing it for a PSA, like, hey, ladies, I fucked 1,000 guys in 24 hours, and here are my tips. If you are fucking a guy with this size dick, UTIs, not gonna happen. Bigger guy, like, if it was for that, if it was for science, all for it. But if it's literally just for the internet and for her to have fucked 1,000 guys, I mean, whatever, do whatever you want to do. I don't want to yuck anyone's yum, but yuck. Like I can't. Like also, just like I actually do want to know the me mechanics of it. Like, you know, eventually you will dry up. Like, what's going on? Like, is she getting pee breaks? Is she getting water breaks? I like timely. How are you even getting 1,000 guys in 24 hours? Was anyone like, you know, did she have a team with her? Like she was like a wrestler or like a boxer? Or was she just full on just next,
and
next?
get this, I've seen TikToks of women crying because they went through their guy's phone, their boyfriend's phone, and found out he was one of the 1,000 men that
Ooh.
gang banged. That's heartbreaking. If you're like, oh my gosh, my boyfriend just secretly fucked Bonnie Blue. But that's an issue of the relationship. That's not a Bonnie Blue problem.
Yeah, no, it's not her fault that he signed up.
Right.
What was she gonna
I
do there?
don't think this hurts women. Like that, like it doesn't set back women. It's not like you look at her and you're like, all women are so trashy. You're just like, that woman is disgusting. You know what I'm saying? Like it doesn't,
And the
it
girl's
almost
also like,
elevates other women.
yeah, I guess so, yeah. Also, it's like another way to like, now it's like women getting mad at women. You're like, listen, she's a porn star. It was a Saturday. She was having a good time. She was trying to get in the Guinness Book World of Records. This isn't an issue about women. This is an issue about her own mental stability. Like, that's what I think. I'm like, honestly, who is in her life? Like, does she have a therapist? Get better help? Like, what are we doing?
I think that's a healthy approach on this,
Yeah.
for
I
sure.
think it was a good gimmick. I mean, if the whole world's talking about it, you know how many people watch that, John? Or like tuned into her website or whatever the fuck?
So, was it live the whole time?
I don't even know. I know she was on OnlyFans. I heard she got kicked off recently for some reason.
For
Who knows
like
why?
fucking 1,000 guys.
I don't know if that's why, actually. I think maybe she pulled something else, but. You know, she's making good money. She obviously, I think, did it for the money to make a huge gangbang video. I'm guessing it will be in the
It's
Guinness
gotta
Book.
be, yeah.
But
Yeah. I don't know if they have a category for that in the book, but I hope they do. Like Guinness Book After Dark.
actually maybe buy that book because that would
Yeah, I would
be
too. It's like a fun party. Like you put it out, you're like, it's a piece, it's a talker.
Yeah,
People
this
start
guy had
talking
100 anal beads in his,
about
you know, like, wow, okay, what the human body can do.
How many
Yeah.
times you've been jizzed on?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's Bonnie Blue, it sounds like.
Yeah.
She's.
Well, that's another thing. Oh, my French's bracelets just broke.
Oh, is that a bad sign?
I don't think so. I think they're supposed to break eventually, right?
Okay, yeah.
But like,
Friendship, it's a friendship bracelet, you said?
you know how like Taylor Swift made that like a big thing? So
Yeah.
it was my best friend's daughter had a Taylor Swift themed birthday party last June, and it's lasted a whole year. So I think that's a good sign, actually.
Aww.
She just handed it to me and it said brave, and I was like, well, never taking this off because like I have that joke about how everyone's like, you're so brave, you're so brave.
Related.
I am having a glass of red wine, guys, because I am going off dinner fancy pants, so I'm like, woo, pre-gaming, you know.
Yes. Red wine is classy.
Yeah, except for if
So.
you're Irish and your face starts getting slowly redder and redder.
Oh, that's the Irish problem. My
Yeah.
face is red. So wait, Sydney Sweeney, you know who that is, that
Oh,
actress?
yeah.
She just put out a soap that has her bath water in it. Now, I don't know if it actually has her bath water or not, because I don't know if that's sanitary and you know to sell, but
Yeah.
supposedly it has her bath water. Sold out in seconds. It's called Morningwood. And people were saying on TikTok as well that she's also setting back the women's movement. But I don't It just seems like she wants to make
Here's the thing,
money.
isn't that the point of the women's movement? Let some go ahead, some fall behind, some fucking kill themselves. Like I think the equality is that like we don't give a sh like you don't give a shit every time a man does something weird, right? It's not like all men get lumped into that, you
Not
know.
like I'm ashamed of all men now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think the world now sees men as a race like any less after a man does something bad.
Yeah, no, wait.
Yeah, he's agreeing with you.
Yeah, okay, yeah. You said that in a very weird roundabout way.
Oh, it's been a long day, yo. I should
It's
have done
only
this first thing in the
4:45. What'd you guys
morning.
do today? You go to the skate park or something? Hang out with your boys?
No, they
We're too
don't.
old. I mean, I guess they're our age, but they have skateboarding ingrained. I don't think you can. Look, it's hard to learn how to skateboard in your 40s. I wouldn't recommend it
Yeah, no.
because, you know, you have to go to the chiropractor. Like, you can't be doing
Why you
shit like
gotta be
that.
airing me out?
The cane.
Everyone has to go to the chiropractor.
They do?
Oh, I don't
Sweet.
know. I always heard they were like kind of like they're like the scam artist of doctors, but I'm like, that's kind of
That's
like
what I always heard too. And then one like saved my whole life.
right.
And now I'm totally into it. And then I
Yeah.
figured out how to crack my back myself at home so I don't go anymore. But they're great.
Yeah. Yeah.
So next topic.
Okay.
This is kind of a heavy one.
Okay.
There's the whole controversy about transgender athletes. I
Okay.
think it's Riley Gaines is the female athlete who's been
I've
trying
heard of
to
that.
make sure that, you know, was it? It's transgender. I'm saying that correctly. Like that's the proper term. That transgender met someone who was born a man who's now transitioned into a woman. She doesn't think it's fair that they compete against women in the Olympics. I'm curious what you think, Peggy. I know CG and I kind of agree with her. Like, I'm all about women's rights. I try to be a progressive person in general, but I do think it's a bit unfair.
Oh, you're trying to get us all canceled with this question.
This is just
Well,
how I feel. I'm not against transgender people at all, but I think when it comes to competing with athletic abilities, there's a reason why there's separate women's teams because we are not physically built the same as men.
Okay,
I
yes.
would love to watch men's boxing and they allow, transgender women to come to it. I think that'd be fucking amazing. I would pay so much money
That
for a
sounds
ticket.
like a hate crime that you want to watch.
Wait, so you want like a trans like a woman like a someone who was born a woman who became a transgender male fighting a regular male. You would like to watch that, is what you're saying.
I just think it would be like, to show everyone why this was a bad idea. You know what I'm saying? Like
Yeah,
the
but like
ass
also if
beating
you
of the
put,
century.
I mean, okay, so I think this is like such a complex situation because first of all, any man and man, like right, there's categories of men when you in boxing, right? There's lightweight, heavyweight, whatever, medium bodied, I don't know, dry, sweet. I'm not
Medium
into
body is my favorite.
body, yeah. I just started describing wine. I'm like, it's like sweet, it's a little, it's off dry. No, but I think that like I don't really love the where it's like the blanket statement, right? Because there's so many layers to that. Like I've been a woman my whole life. I have always thought I was a woman. I couldn't compete on the level that ha like the old lady across the street from me. Like I would probably she'd probably beat me. Like so like it's all about like I don't know. I think it's like she's pissed off because she got fifth, and the woman that won was a trans woman. She still would only got fourth. Why is two and three not talking
Wait,
about it?
legit, that's what happened?
Yeah. She like, oh yeah, because if you look up Simone Biles literally went off on her. Like, what are you talking about? Because here's the thing, if
Oh, is that why Simone Biles went off? Because she would place fifth anyway, so it didn't even.
no, she was just basically like, why are you're making this. Here's my thing. If there is somebody who's really tipping the scale, which we know the woman complaining about it, but who's the woman that won? That's my thing. We don't know who this trans magical woman is that like beat everybody, right? I say this all the time because my dad brings this up a lot where he's like, do you really think they should be in the Olympics? I go, I've never been on the Olympics team. I've never cared more than like watching gymnastics. It doesn't affect my life. If you show me point blank that this person is literally making a 14-year-old not place in the Olympics because this 15-year-old male-born turned woman like destroyed them, but like it's not like she's beating them by a lot, at least the thing I read, where I go, yes, there should be rules and everything, but if we start doing that, then it's like I have higher testosterone than most women, right? So if I was to compete and you did like the hormone things, who's to say I wouldn't be like higher than somebody
Yeah,
else?
because
I
I'd
don't
be
know.
like,
And then
throw her out. She has high tests. I'm like, get her
well,
out of
how about the
here.
boxer? I mean, in the Olympics
She's
this
strong
summer,
as fuck. Get her out of here.
I mean, that the thing is, it's like if you do have higher testosterone or like, oh, it's all whatever genetics, I don't know, and chemistry that I don't get. I guess I just, my thing is, unless you show me the true hard facts that this is hurting people, because I feel like it gets down to like the grade school level or the like high school level where they're trying to stop high school trans athletes. And it's like, they're not competing for the Olympics. They're not making money. They believe they're a woman. They're transitioning to be a woman. They should compete with women. If they win and they're winning by so much, I don't know. I guess to me also, I don't want to fucking be like, yeah, of course men would win. Fuck that. Like, I even hate that statement. Like, a trans woman isn't necessarily going to beat a natural born woman just because at one point they had a penis. Like, I don't like that whole story of it. If it's affecting someone's life, sure. But I think it's affecting the trans people's life way more than the straight people who happen to use it as like a political thing. That's my only thing. It's like I have like my cousin was just telling me that there was a trans girl or I forget, but like it was a conversation. And then like it ended up being the kid just wanted to fucking play baseball and he fucking sucked anyway, or softball or whatever it was. It's like just let them play. Like if it gets to the point where you're like, whoa, they're like lapping people, sure. I just don't think that that's what's happening right now. Like,
I agree that I obviously think transgender athletes should be completely allowed to enter, the if it's a born man, transgender woman, they should be with women's sports. I'm not against that, but when it comes to like first place, second place, third place. I don't know if I've ever played a sport where it was like that. Like when you play lacrosse, it's
Yeah.
team winning. You know,
Team.
I was more in like teams thing, but I
Yeah.
could see if you're looking to place first and, you know, someone who was born a man edges you out, I could see it being a bit defeating if it was happening constantly. 'Cause then it's like, well, why am I even trying hard? 'Cause I do think I
No,
also
I don't like that.
agree.
Wait, but also, you try hard because you try hard. That's like being like, I didn't get in. I was the next person to go to Harvard, but an Asian kid beat me out. And like, well, I guess I'm never studying again. Didn't get into Harvard. It's
Free my life, dude.
I don't know. You still do it. I think it's, I don't know. Maybe I just don't know, or maybe I'm just a bleeding heart liberal. I don't know. But I'm like, it's not affect my life. It affects my life more for like the, to me, it's like, it's just another way to hate. It's like, it's, you know, it's the political way of being like, I fucking hate trans people by masking it
You
in,
think?
yeah, by
Well, I
masking it in
definitely
that.
think no one should be
Well,
excluded from the sport or anything, but I do think, and it's kind of in that gray area because I also agree with what you're saying. I don't think a man would always win against a woman if she's like turbo athlete, you know, training. But I
yeah.
do think
This is the thing.
men are usually, what do they have, like less fat? Like they, you know, they do physically, because like if you compare the fastest man in the world with the fastest women, I do think men, for whatever reason, well, I guess
Are
because they
winning.
don't have wombs.
Yeah. No,
Yeah, they're
I mean,
meaner.
I literally have a joke about this where, yeah, fastest man versus fastest, like strongest woman versus the strongest man.
You
Who's
do?
gonna win? Yeah, I have a joke about it, about men versus women, but I'm like, those CrossFit bitches, they're coming pretty close, but they're not there yet. But yeah, I have a joke about that because yeah, it's true. It's like, yeah, no, I know that. I don't know. I guess also I'm like, I don't know, show me really proof that it's really fucking someone's life up versus the other proof that you see where just being a trans person is harder. And I'm also like, so this person is trans and an Olympic athlete, like let this motherfucker live. I mean, she's doing way more than I ever fucking did. Like I'm watching Harry Potter movies right now and getting ready to go get taken out to dinner by my rich friend. Like, give the bitch her platform. I don't know. I'm like, she's really committed to a decision. She's like, you know, I mean, I don't even know if I want to wear my hair curly or straight some days. It's usually just curly because I'm lazy. Like, I just admire people who are just like, I'm gonna do this and do it right.
I never saw it that way. They are doing a lot of work, actually.
Doing more work than most people. And that's why I think, I mean, I wish I had the actual tweet that Simone, like, she like reposted the Gaines ladies and was just like, you got fifth. Like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Like,
I
and
guess you're right. Like, if not getting first place deters you from doing
doing
that
something.
thing, then you don't really love it anyway. If you're doing it for the love of the sport, I don't know. I'm never really into the Olympics that much anyway, like the competitive first place, second place, third place kinds of things.
Yeah.
I do think, like, even with comedy, if I never ever get famous or make it, I would still do it because of the expression, because of the love to get up and do it.
Yeah.
Look, if I was on the male limbo team and then we had some transgender girl come on and she was fucking everybody up because women are more flexible. I need to think of something where, you know, women would destroy men
So
in.
you, but you mean
Like a
like a
limbo.
trans male, because so born a woman, turn into a male,
Yes.
and then is on the limbo team with you, which
And
I
then joins the limbo team that I was the captain of. And now
the limbo team.
this bitch is blowing me out of the water now. You know.
You can't say this bitch is blowing me up. Like that's not, especially in the context of this. It's like especially, yeah, because
This dude is blowing you out of the water. Also, but then I would go fucking look at male gymnasts. Those motherfuckers are the strongest, most flexible shit in the world. They could limbo the fuck out of anything. Like, I don't know. I just think it's like, it is such a gray area. And I think it's like, it's one of those things in our life that just gets like, oh, trans. Like, I was sitting with my dad this one day and he watches Fox News, obviously. He's white. And
oh.
a man over 70. So he's like watching it and it's like next trans athletes are taking over the Olympics or whatever. This is years ago. And he's like, can you believe this? I go, I can't believe you care about this. I go, name me 10 Olympic athletes that aren't basketball players. He's like, what does that have to do with that? I'm like, it doesn't affect your fucking life. Like, if the Olympic committee, who spend their whole life caring about this shit, are fine with it, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Or maybe that's like
I do agree with it. And I think the biggest issue with transgender stuff is that they have rights and they feel safe. Do you know what I mean? Like, if.
right. And I think the bathroom conversation and the athletes conversation is muddying up the water. Here's the thing, if there were that many trans athletes that were were really fucking with different sports, there would be a trans division. Like we would have it'd be like male volleyball, trans volleyball, female volleyball, right? Like it that's why I think I'm like it's like 2% of the people or whatever, it's probably like 0.5% of these athletes are trans. I don't think it's affecting us as much as the world is making it seem like.
I feel bad for like, all right, women have a women's bathroom, right? Where only women really
Are we
take.
going to the bathroom story?
Listen, where only women take shits, okay? This is a woman's bathroom, like in a school or something like that.
Why are you taking shits? Like we also pay.
Suddenly there's someone with a dick in there and they're taking the shit. It is much worse. A man's shit in a woman's bathroom. Like is just an
Oh, you're
abomination to
saying
me.
it's
Like that is
smelly?
not, yes, it's so
I'm
much.
gonna go bullshit because if you
Men's
ever
shits
smell
are so
the
much
fucking
worse.
period fucking poop, our poops are next level, motherfucker. You guys wouldn't want to come in. If there's a stall full of women who all synced up and all had to shit at the same time, that's another level men couldn't even
They
fathom.
don't smell,
You're like
period.
building a
What?
team. Like that's not.
Are you joking? Do you shit flowers when you have your period?
I don't shit flowers now, but. It looks grosser when you have your period and you're pooping, but it doesn't smell
Smell.
worse on my end, at least. I don't smell period blood. My period isn't so filled with iron that I'm like, oh, take in that period.
Well, first of all, I'm
I
not
didn't know
saying
we
that.
were going here, but.
I guess I'm saying I'm just gonna debunk that. Like, I just don't. Like, also, I lived with my brother. Like, his
Just gonna puke
if
up.
you took
A shit. And then a
first of
dude
all, I
took
don't
a shit.
shit. I'm not saying I shit. Okay, let's back it up. But I'm saying I don't think the penis makes the shit harder or worse. Like, are you eating enough fiber?
I
Where are you
disagree.
having sex
Hold
with your
on a
kids?
second. You
I have
have a
smelled some
big
nasty
family.
dude farts. I'm not saying I've never, or not farts, poops. I'm not saying I've never had horrendous poops or anything like that. Please. I do not poop roses. However, I do know a difference between when he shits and I shit.
Yeah, but that's
Look,
wait, what
I
did
go
she say?
into hiding. I go down the basement to do mine. She doesn't have to
Oh.
do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, she can just go in the
No,
regular
I do
bathroom
know. But
and no
see,
one in the
okay,
house is
see, that's a
offended.
YouTube thing because, like, I literally like will I turn the water on? I will like if my boyfriend even remotely goes, "What are you doing up there?" I'll be like, "Shut the fuck up!" Like, I am so anti-pooping. I'm so anti like all that. So, like, I get that too. But I'm just saying, if I was in a stall and a trans woman who was transitioning, who still happened to have a dick, sat down next to me, I don't think I would
That's
notice.
a man's anatomy taking a shit next to you
And let
in
me
a
say
woman's
this.
lavatory.
Who
I think that's going
cares?
to cause some problems. That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
Oh my
let's
God.
God.
get
I
to the
didn't know this
next.
was a Fox News fucking podcast.
I cannot believe that we can't agree that man shit smell worse than women's. I can't believe we're not
I
in.
believe women can do anything a man can do. And if you want my shit to get, I'll fucking Guinness book the shit out of anybody right now. Like,
You
I will
can't
eat all
purposefully
of the
do it.
fiber.
Never had a guest be like, I will shit the nastiest shit, I swear.
To
Get
prove I'm the
competitive.
same as men,
Swear to
okay?
God, pussy.
Yeah, whatever. I'll suck your dick while I poop, motherfucker, because I'm a feminist and also kind of femme, you know?
Yo, this got crazy, but I
You
do
guys
want
brought
to
it. I'm
know
like,
now.
I thought
I
we were
do
going
want
to
to
talk
know
about.
now because I would love if we had like call-ins and so we could check with some of the listeners
We
to
don't
see
have
how many
call-ins.
people are okay with Peggy's idea that the shits are the same. That's what I want to see because if
Well,
that's a real
okay, so
opinion
here
out
lies
there.
why I'm not famous. Most people don't agree with my ideas. It's why they're funny. People are like, this bitch is crazy.
If there are real life people out there who agree with that,
Re I
man,
am a
that
real
changed
life
my whole
person, by the
perspective
way.
on shit. Like, I don't, that changes my whole world. Like, Because
I
I
do
thought
not want to be
everyone was
talking
in
about shit
agreement on
this
that.
much. I don't love it. In my family, we called it banking. I'm going bank, and that's because my mom used to always say, "Because you're making a deposit."
Oh my gosh.
Like it. I like it.
Okay, next topic. I feel
What
like my topics suck this week. I apologize.
do you mean? We just got into a screaming match. We're enemies now.
Oh.
That was
Oh
tight.
my.
That was
I just
tight.
clutched my pearls. Bethany Frankel
God,
walked the
yeah.
runway in her
Oh, okay.
50s. I think she looked fabulous. I should have showed you the video. In shape, killing it. Joy
Yeah.
Behar on The View, I guess, was coming after her. I love that a woman in her 50s rocked a runway. Like, I don't think there should be any hate. Like, I don't like, obviously, aging is real. It's a real thing, but it's like, if you can feel good about yourself as you age and you're taking care of
Yeah.
yourself, that's great.
Here's
That's
the thing,
awesome.
I feel bad. It's more I feel bad for Joy Behar because it's like she's a comic deep down. And then she got on The View and now she's only, it's like a comic who like had one joke that kind of went this way and everybody was like, now you gotta just do that. And then 30 years later, you're like, do you believe it? Or are you just, because you've been on The View for 30 years, your brain is warped. And what normally would be like a funny joke to be like, come on, like we're, I think like if I was to make fun of a person walking down the runway and not make it like, you would be like, you make fun of yourself about how you feel about that person. Whereas like Joy, I think is like, she's just on The View being like, can you believe her? Or whatever she says. But like, it's talking points where it's like, you know, deep down Joy Behar, it's like, I got 17 better jokes I could have said about this, but these five bitches aren't a comic. So I gotta like dumb it down for the rest of us. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think that, I mean, fucking Selma Hayek was on the cover of Sports Illustrated and she looked fucking amazing. Who cares?
If you
Also,
still got body, I say it's all good. But I didn't get to see the runway show, and so I don't know if she still has
okay,
body.
so if she's ugly, that's a no-go.
I'm saying, listen, if you're in a runway show, you got
No,
hired
I mean,
to
that's the
be
truth.
pretty. You know what
You
I
gotta
mean?
be
So if you're
pretty, you gotta be
busted and you're
hot.
going up there, I don't think it's brave or cute or whatever. I think you just fucked up the show.
Or the show was, that was the gimmick of the show. Like, if we go back to your men doing the shoulder stuff, this was Bethany Frankel's shoulder move. This is how we're gonna get people to think about me again. Like, she hasn't been in the zeitgeist for a while. So, this is her shoulder moves to society. Like, look at me. I can walk down. It might be
And
creepy. It might be
society's like,
weird.
that feels kind of good.
Yeah, it's
That
nice.
feels kind of good.
Oh,
Maybe
that's fine.
this
Maybe I
person is
will be
worth
able
my
to get
time.
the finger or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I'm still upset that you said that you called us a Fox News podcast. I'm like,
Totally
you know
joking.
what? I am in the middle of, I used to be a very liberal Democrat, and now I would say I'm in the middle. Not a fan of Trump, Paul Lees, not a fan of his military
Yeah.
parade where he's spending millions on it instead of
29
taking care of
million.
veterans.
Yeah.
But I try to be in the middle because I feel like our world in general, not just with politics, loves to pick extremes in
Oh,
general,
yeah.
like have wars at like Thanksgiving and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I
No, I
try.
wasn't being serious. That was me joking.
Okay, thank you. I was like,
That's
yeah, he is
No,
fair.
I'm totally joking because we're like talking about trans, like not what I thought we'd be talking about, but like, hell yeah, let's
My
go.
bad.
No, I love it. Please, I mean, in the end, I'm just Joy Behar out here just trying to make you laugh. And sometimes you miss the mark.
Bethany, not
Sometimes
Bethany.
you hit the.
Bethany said about Joy after that comment. She's like, it's funny how a woman named Joy does not know how to have any joy. I love that. She took the name and was like,
Yeah,
that was kind of cute.
that is
And
cute.
I was on the Bethany Frankel show 2 times years ago
You
when she
were?
had that. Yeah. The second time though, I said something about my vagina and was never asked back. I pushed it. It was daytime TV.
Oh, you pushed it on a morning
I
show.
don't know. I was
Talking
a
about
tough kid.
vagina on a morning show. That's amazing.
Maybe my
That's why I love
understanding.
I don't know. These days, though, it's different. Like I work at a bar early in the morning. Like they just started. A bar around me just started doing like a morning shift, so it's like 6:30 to 12. So I do it because I'm like, I just stand there, no one really comes in, and I just do my work, and I get to watch the Today Show, which I have not watched the Today Show or Good Morning America or hardly the news. And They are wilder now. Like, this
Yes.
isn't your mom's Today Show and Good Morning America. Like, they're saying stuff, they're drinking, they're being wild.
Drinking, they do the drinking. I always find that funny.
It's
They're like
hilarious.
fucking up wine and cheese, like with the chefs that come on and everything.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. But yeah,
Wait
no,
a
I
second. You work at the morning shift at a bar? They have a 6:30 a.m. start? Does people come in?
It's slowly it's new, but it's slowly like picking up, yeah.
Like, is this
Well,
dude
I mean,
coming in
I don't
before work starts? Like, to take the edge off?
No, it's mostly for like second shifters. Like it's so we would get the like contract, like the construction guys or the people that work, you know, overnight at the grocery store or nursing homes and stuff like that. So like he's like, so we have now a full brunch. So he's trying to like get like, or people who are in the industry that like don't get to get brunch on Saturday and Sunday because they're working. He's like trying to make us like a morning brunch spot. I have one guy
Sounds
that
like an
comes in.
awesome idea.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I live in an area where there's already two very popular and very cheap morning bars that are like open at 8 a.m. or 7 a.m. or whatever. So it's like, it's hard to get the crowd that he wants, I think, right now. So I don't know. It's like, it's just an experiment right now. And I just said yes to it because I can bring, they don't care if I have my computer out. So I'm like doing my other jobs. Like, I'm writing, I'm like doing everything but bartending. Like, you know. I pack the cooler, I cut some fruit, and then like one guy comes in, I give him Bud Light. He has four Bud Lights and leaves, you know. And then I have another guy that comes in at like 10:30, 11. He gets his Stoli and a Surfside on ice. So it's like, you know, I have my little regulars. And then like there's a cook there who's making food. Yeah.
That
We're
sounds like a dream job.
I mean, it's not a lot of money. But it's a good job for me because I'm like, it keeps me like staying up because I'm like, you know, I like to have like some sort of like gotta go to a place. And this new job I have is I'm driving around because I do like liquor and wine stuff. So it's like I make up my own hours kind of because you just have to go to the places. So I like having 2 days a week where I'm like, I know I have to be somewhere at 6:30. I don't know. I like a routine and having to work from home in your car, it's hard to get a routine, you know.
Totally.
You have a good
I like
attitude.
how you're the queen of alcohol, though.
Oh
Like,
God,
you're the
that's
face
true.
of
I don't love
alcohol.
hearing
Oh.
that.
No,
But
I
I
mean,
mean, I do have the face of alcohol. Look at it. It's chocolate
no,
red. It's Peggy O'Leary.
it's a face like, I will party with you. You
Yeah.
know, like, we're gonna have a good time. I fucking party. Do you wanna buy this shit and party with me? You know,
Yeah.
like,
I
it's
mean, I think
not.
my approach is a little different than that, but yeah. I'm like, yay, supporter, you want to drink this wine with me? No.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a £100 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcastuk. Just go to Indeed.com/podcastuk right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I wanted to ask about your comedy journey and moving home. You don't have to share anything overly emotional that you don't want to share, but I feel like you and I both came back to the Philly suburbs because Delco is Philly suburbs too, right?
Yeah. I'm like 15 minutes from Philly.
Yeah. So, you know, it can be hard when you're not in like hectic Manhattan or bustling LA, but I feel like you always have to follow your heart and take care of loved ones or yourself. And I'm
Yeah.
just curious how you feel about that. 'Cause sometimes I do get a little bit of that FOMO of like, oh, if I was in New York City, I could have this and that. But then I'm like, wait, no, but this is where I am and my heart's here. And I, but I'm curious about your journey and how you feel being back in the Philly suburbs.
I did a year in LA the year I turned 30. So I moved in like August. I turned 30 that November and I came back home the following August. And I came home because like living in New York to Philly is a train ride. It's a car ride. It's really easy. Like I could do day trips all the time. When I lived in LA for that whole year, I was only home. I didn't go to home for Christmas or Thanksgiving, or I came home in May. Like, so I was almost a whole year without seeing my family. And I am the youngest of six, and I have 14 nieces and nephews. And like my parents visited me, my oldest sister visited me. But you know, it's just expensive, and I wasn't, you know, making a lot of money. So when I decided to come home, it was partly because my idea was I got passed at Helium in Philly. So I actually got my first like Helium working week that May. Came home for that. Actually quit my job early in LA because I hated the guy. I was like managing a sandwich shop, and the guy was like a crazy narcissistic psychopath, and I was getting paid like nothing to get yelled at. And then afterwards I'd be like, yeah, I'm good. And he's like, I think you're one of my best employees. I'm like, you have a problem with keeping employees, because if you think I'm your best employee, you're a fucking cocksucker. You're very mean. So I left. So I came home early. I had spent like 3 weeks in Philly. Like it was my friend's 30th birthday. You know, I did Helium. So I was like, you know what? I'll go home to Philly for the fall, get through Christmas so that like I can have Christmas with my family, be able to work the club. And Punchline had also gotten to Philly. So I was like, oh, there's two clubs. Like there's a scene here. I was just started saving money, was living with my parents. And then, you know, one thing left after another. Like, we lost the secretary at the funeral home where my parents own. And so they needed a cheap secretary. And I was like, I can do it. So I did that for a while. And then COVID happened. And it was sort of like, it sort of just kept. And also, the truth is, when you're outside of LA and New York and you do have a body of work and you are a good comic, you can get a lot of road work. Like, I started making way more money than I ever did living here, because like it's pretty like central. Like, we have a good airport, we can go a lot of places. Like, we're not that far from Ohio or Jersey or like even New England. So it just sort of happened. And then I bought a house during COVID because I thought the world was ending. And I was like, what's a 30-year mortgage if the world collapses in 2 years? Cut to 5 years later, I'm like, that is not a great plan. I am in so much debt.
Owning a house is intense.
It's
We
intense.
own, yeah, you got to keep up with it. And like, you never know what's going to go wrong. It's scary, but it's also a good idea. It's a good investment.
Yeah, and I mean, I did it because I saved all this money because I thought I was going to move back to New York or LA. So I had saved all this money, and I was with my parents, so like, I wasn't paying rent. And then I was like, well, I guess I'll just buy a house here and become a funeral director. So then I was going to school for funeral directing, still doing comedy and everything. Yeah, so that's why I'm here. And so like, I don't regret it because like, I got to do a lot of stuff that I didn't get to do before, like stupid stuff. Like, I got to go to my nephew's 8th grade graduation. Like, there was never a time in my life that I would come home for that, but like, I'm glad I got to be there. Like, I got to, you know, I don't know. It's so that's good. But yeah, I miss it. I miss LA and New York. And if I had money, I'd motherfucking live everywhere.
Right.
I maybe keep Philly my home base still because it's around the corner from my dad, but you know.
I didn't know you were a funeral director.
I was going to school for it, but I was
Oh,
moving.
okay.
Yeah.
Well, have you
I
ever
actually.
experienced ghosts while you're working there?
No, you know what's so funny is everyone always asks that. I'm like, why would a ghost like visit the place they never went? Like, they didn't go to the funeral home, like their family did. Like, so I've never experienced ghosts at the funeral home because I don't. I mean, maybe my mom is now haunting it because she passed away a couple years ago. But like, who would. You wouldn't haunt. That's like haunting, you know, like a bathroom. You know, it's like.
No, like the spirit already left the body. Like the dead body is in the funeral home, but
Right.
like it
Yeah.
died
I always say to
somewhere
yeah.
else.
What I say is like, I'm like, No one got murdered at the funeral home. Like, yeah, if somebody murdered someone at the funeral home, I'd be worried about the ghost.
No one died there.
Yeah.
Like they died before they
Well,
got
hold
here.
on, but you guys were saying about the bathroom. Was it Weeping Myrtle and
Moaning
Harry Potter? Moaning
Myrtle, my
Myrtle.
friend.
Burning Moda, yeah. But she died in the bathtub.
Moaning Myrtle was a fucking pervert. Did you guys pick that up? She'd always be like kind of peeping on Harry. Like what Harry was
Going
like.
right back to the beginning, back to perverts. You really got perverts on the mind.
I mean, listen, dude, Moaning Myrtle, she always rubbed me the wrong way, man, because she was always Harry
She was rubbing
was
herself the wrong way. She was moaning. Yeah, she
Harry
was
was.
kind of a little creeper because, but I think it's because she's like a 13-year-old girl who died. So like, that's like the height of you, like feeling your, oh my God, I don't know what's going on in my body. And so like that got taken away from her. So now she's just been a 13-year-old ghost watching young boys for 100 years. So eventually you're gonna rub one out to like the living 13-year-old boys. That was weird. Please clip that.
Jesus.
Eventually, you gotta rub it out, you
Bro,
know.
listen. If you're
She's
13
staying in puberty for the rest of her fucking goddamn life. She can't cross over. Let her
that's
fucking finger herself once in a while, you know?
horrible to be in forever
She's
puberty.
been pruning. She's been forever in puberty and
Puberty
pruning.
was
That's crazy.
great. Puberty, you get the best boners ever, dude. I remember. No, I
Yeah, dude, I
remember.
remember that. I love boners in my puberty. Again, I think it might be a little different for us ladies.
Well, I'm saying you get your girl boners, and they were probably pretty intense back then as well.
I
Kate
mean,
used to bring me over her house as if we were going to study for science. That's what she told me, and I was a
oh yeah.
Christian, and
I've
so I
never
thought that
even
was
called
legit.
girl boners. You mean just being horny?
Yeah, like whatever happens to you down there, I'm sure something happens. I don't know what exactly, I don't know the science or anything, but I'm sure there's some swelling or something. But it's a female version, you know what I mean, of a boner. And then I'm sure they were intense back then. Yeah, because Kate rubbed one out on me the one day when we were supposed to be studying for
No,
science.
rubbed one out on you gives a whole other impression of something.
Yeah, it feels
I
like you're
helped you.
studying and
Yeah, that sounds like I just started
Kate.
like.
Yeah, you. She's a dog, and you're just like, come on, Kate, get off my leg, get off my
No.
leg.
That's exactly what it was,
It was
actually.
not exactly like that,
You were
sir.
on my
You
leg.
were an active participant. I was not
I was
on
laying
your leg.
still. I was scared. I was young. I was a Christian. I was saving myself for Jesus. And then you decided to dry hump me in your Wrangler jeans.
You just made Peggy fake kill herself. All
Listen,
right.
I was down. I
You
was.
literally just 2 seconds ago, you go, dude, my boners when I was 13. And you're telling me hot young Kate was like dry humping you. You didn't get a little boner. You were like, no, I'm
No.
supposed to
I
be
was
studying for.
into it. I was
So then
into it.
you were a participant.
I
You were a
let it
participant.
happen.
You let it happen.
I let it happen to me. I laid there and let it happen and was like, it's all good. This is probably going to be a pretty cool story one day, like when you have a podcast. And then I didn't tell you told me I couldn't tell anyone because you kind of had a man. You didn't. You kind of did, so I wasn't allowed to tell anyone. The only one I told was John Koppel because we worked out in my basement every night, and so I told him, and he kept a secret for at least a few months.
CJ, you've told this before on the podcast.
Wait, I gotta be honest,
Many
this should just
stories.
be called the glory days with you and Kate happens to be there. You're like, no, you know when your buddy, you keep going back to your high school stories. I love it. Also, yeah, she was a little horny girl, and probably the boyfriend was being annoying, but you weren't. I think what Kate and I are both saying, you weren't like, you didn't just lay there like, oh my God.
Well, look, I had thick
Thick.
Wrangler jeans on, and I ended up, I found out later I was hurting him, and that was
Just
embarrassing.
like my boner would
But,
be purple after I
okay.
left.
But I will just
Why
say,
didn't you say something? You know, men always get mad for women for not like saying what they
her
want.
will was so strong. Her will was so much stronger than mine. I
Her
couldn't
pussy.
really.
And by will, she means pussy. Her pussy was so much stronger than my little young dick. It just kept getting purple every time it ne went near me. Her will.
So, listen, I didn't know how to
Don't
do
kink
any.
shame Kate, young Kate.
She pulled me into this world that I didn't know anything about. I was just nervous. Did I not like it? Was I not cool with it? No, that is not what I said. But I was not really a willing part. I wasn't doing
You
any actions.
willing.
I
Okay,
was
are you
getting
mostly,
action scripts
were there
warned
any
one
acids? You
day.
didn't touch my boobs or anything like that?
You guys
Lies.
didn't make out? We
No, she
yes, we
wouldn't kiss
did.
me
No,
because
no,
I
no,
was her
no.
whore. I
That was
remember
our first.
specifically that she
That was
would not
our.
kiss me.
No, hold on, because this
Guys, this
no.
feels
She
like
had
a
just
therapy.
rubbed it
I
out of
did
my
kiss
leg and
you.
she wouldn't kiss me because I was her whore.
I did kiss him. He doesn't remember. I didn't kiss him at first because I
He's
don't
your
know why,
whore.
but I did. This feels like a
And
reason
I
not to
knew I
talk
had
about this
seen
in public.
movies
All
and
right.
stuff where like you don't kiss a whore, and I was like, "Is that
Oh,
female? You
he
know what I
thinks
mean?
he was
Like,
the whore.
oh, yeah, like
You saw
no."
pretty. You saw Pretty Woman, and we're like, oh my God, am I Julia Roberts?
I died at that age, I would have been moaning Myrtle, just trying to dry
Yeah,
hump unwilling.
Harry,
100%.
Harry,
100%. Harry. Yeah. Oh, wait,
oh.
I actually just saw that actor in something recently. I saw that actor and something. I was like, Moaning Myrtle. And everyone was like, what? And I'm like, Harry Potter. And like, I was with grown-ups who were like, I haven't watched Harry Potter in like 10 years. I'm like, yeah, me either.
They're tripping, by the way. We
I
watch it
love Harry Potter.
watch it twice a year, the whole thing through.
Wait, what house are you in, Peggy? Have you ever done the quiz?
What? Oh,
I'm
house.
in Gryffindor.
I think I'm in
Who are you
Hufflepuff.
that?
What's like the super nice, the Hufflepuffs?
I'm a Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, he's such a snob.
Well, Gryffindor,
Listen,
I mean,
I'm from Gryffindor, baby. Like,
everybody wants that because of Harry, but like they weren't a good team without Harry. So it's like that just kind of means you're like the bottom of the barrel. You know, Hufflepuffs at least like they were smart and humbling and
no one, no, there was no Hufflepuff part in the whole movie. How do you know what they were like? No one knows a Hufflepuff.
yeah,
You
what's
know two right
Neville?
now.
Neville was.
Neville was a fucking Gryffindor, okay? Let's get this straight. Nobody was a Hufflepuff that you know in the thing because they just didn't do anything
He bullies me for
noteworthy.
being a Hufflepuff.
You are a Slytherin. You're the most Slytherin. Your face looks like a Slytherin. Honestly, you are Malcolm
I am a fucking
Gryffindor's. You're
Malfoy
Malfoy's older brother that's like, this fucker
at
already.
heart.
This fucking Hufflepuff girl like just creamed in my pants.
Did you
Like, I didn't
be a
make the
saw?
Quidditch team, but like this Hufflepuff bitch really fucking likes my knee, okay?
Oh, that's good shit. That's good shit. No,
That's
the hat, the
hilarious.
Sorting Hat put me, you know, like it was confused with Harry too, where he should go. It almost put him in Slytherin. But the
Right.
Sorting Hat's always right, and I'm in Gryffindor, so you know what I'm saying?
And he still says it like he's better than me, but
Mm.
Hufflepuff were loyal. We're still fierce. And I
Yeah. And
think
fierce?
friendship, I am
No,
fierce.
not you necessarily.
Huff,
Hufflepuff.
yes, we're you. These are Hufflepuffs. Me and Peggy are Hufflepuffs, and
Listen,
we are
you guys are
fierce as
badass.
fuck.
You guys are badass, okay?
I know.
But like Hufflepuffs in general are a little
Here's what I'll
wacky.
say,
That's not
and
true.
I'd love this, you know, going back to the trans stuff, J.K. Rowling. Is that her name? Rowling?
Yeah.
Rowling?
J.K. Rowling's? Rowling's?
So you always knew Slytherin guys were bad. There was a couple girls, but you didn't really see a lot of the girls. Here's my thing. Maybe the Hufflepuff girls were the fierce ones, and the boys were the like nebbish ones. And that's why we don't really hear about it because we live in a man's world. And even in Harry Potter world, fucking the fierce
Listen,
ones.
there were some hot slut Slytherin girls on the train with Malfoy in the one where Malfoy kicked Harry in the face, where he
Okay.
petrified him and kicked him in the face.
Yeah.
That was cold, that move. But
Well,
there were
he
some
kicked
hot
your Draco's older brother. You
Listen.
showed him that move. Wait, I know you're not
Petrified. We
supposed to
just
do like a
petrified
sneak
you.
peek
Lucius.
moving, but yeah, you just look like you were not moving at
I'm
all.
Lucius Malfoy. I'm the dad with the long, gorgeous hair.
Yeah.
I would love to get a Lucius Malfoy wig and be Lucius
Oh
Malfoy.
yeah. I
That's
love
what
him.
I'm
He's the
being
guy
for
from, did you guys
Halloween, by the
watch
way.
White Lotus?
Yes.
He's the dad. He's the southern dad from White Lotus.
Yes, he
He's
is.
so good
I
at playing that character.
loved the rat. What is it? Ratliffs? The Ratliffs? Parker
Yeah.
Posey was the. Oh, I he and he's
No,
Jason
Piper,
Isaacs.
no. Chance and I say that all the time. We're like,
No.
no, Piper, no.
Oh, that's so good.
We say it all the time. Like, if anything's happening, I'm like, no, Piper, no. It was so good. People didn't like this season as much, but I'm like, I kind of liked it because I think it was more thought-provoking in like a weird way.
Listen,
I
the
loved
jerking
it.
off your brother thing, they need to stop throwing shit like that in there. But besides that, like that kind
Says
of
every
shit,
white dude ever,
out
but
of
also kind
control.
of wants to be Patrick Swayze. You know what I mean? I mean Schwarzenegger. I
So,
always call him
hold on to
Patrick
Swayze.
Swayze. I always call him Patrick Swayze.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No,
No, Patrick Schwarzenegger.
his son
Oh,
is
Patrick
Patrick.
Schwarzenegger.
He's the
Got
one who jerks off or does get jerked off,
He
whatever.
gets jerked
He
by,
gets jerked.
yeah.
by his brother, Jesus. And then they kept going back to that
Well,
part.
you know what though? At first I was like, no. But then what they did with it, and I was reading like different commentary of how you think Saxon is going to be like the bad guy who like influences his younger brother, and he does kind of influence, but then it turns out younger brother was the Freakalique
Yeah.
sense. So it was kind of an interesting twist where like Saxon got
Helpful.
molested in a way where you thought that I forget
Yeah.
what the younger brother's name was, but
You do. Well, also, I think the younger brother even says it like, he's like, I didn't want to leave you out. Like, even that was like kind of sad and codependency, like younger sibling. And he's obviously like, you know, maybe bi or like, oh shit, can I just
wait, which house is
one
worse?
second.
Go ahead.
This is my dad and he's
Do
been, can I just
it.
get
Do it too.
really quick? Sorry. Okay, sorry.
Let's get down to the nitty-gritty real quick.
Yeah.
What's the worst house? Ravenclaw Don't give me the finger. I'm asking a
I mean,
question.
isn't a I didn't give you the finger.
I
She
did.
did, she did.
I was like, I was scratching.
He's real paranoid.
yeah. What is Ravenclaw? I feel like that's the one I don't really even know.
Yeah, I feel like both of them you don't really
Stop
know.
it.
You know what I
Ravenclaw's
mean?
awesome. Hufflepuff is awesome. There shouldn't be this comparison. It's like they're different houses for a reason. There's different
Yeah.
attributes, but I'm a proud Hufflepuff, and I think Ravenclaw's a pretty badass, and you need to be less of a snob.
I think Slytherin's the worst, right?
Do? I like
Well,
Slytherin.
because they're the known like bad guys.
Right.
Well, like, was Snape in Slytherin?
Yeah.
Snape was one of the best guys in the world
At the
by
end.
the end of
At
it.
the no, I know, but like I
He
think
was
part of their
deep undercover.
lore is that like they're like strategically conniving. So
Thank
good
you.
or bad, for good or bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're more of the pure bloods, right?
Also,
Right.
Malfoy basically saved the day at the end of that, John.
Yeah.
Voldemort. So when he turned, when he
Never heard
decided
anyone
to turn.
call Harry Potter that John. That is like next level. I want to see a sketch of just a bunch of silly guys talking about Harry Potter. Like, no, you see that John? No, he like saved the day. No, listen, they wrote that John and it was crazy, but
I feel like we'd be the ones to make that sketch if anyone
yes,
was
true.
going to do it.
That's
All right, well, we're gonna wrap this up unless you had
Okay.
something you wanted to
But
add.
I just want to say, because you said something about my candle, right?
And then I said something about the microwave.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a cheap microwave from Walmart. Or even, I don't even know. It was probably Amazon. No, I was gonna say I did this. I went to a new moon like event at this place in Conshohocken, and they're kind of like a coven. So now I'm like really into saging my house, and like I know you're all into that kind of stuff. And I always have like it's always been on the perimeter, but that day was so crazy. Like I pulled all these cards that like made me like I don't know. I was like, I think I'm a witch now. Like I feel so. Then I was like
Yes.
talking to the woman, and I'm like, I want to read a book. Like what's like the you know.
Well, you and I are supposed to have a tarot hang date, right? We
We
have to pick
do
a
indeed.
day.
Yeah. And so then I bought this book called like The Celtic Witch or Fae Woman. I don't know. But the first book like thing I opened to said the fairies, and I'm obsessed with fairy trees. And the card I pulled during the new moon session was a fairy by a lake. So I'm like, oh my God, I'm supposed to read this book. So yeah, I'm saying all this to be like, we need to like start our own little coven and do like I have, and we got to go to this place. It's called like 13 Circles in Conshohocken, and it's so cool.
I
And they
hadn't
have
heard of
like,
it.
oh my God, we got to go. It's awesome. It's like she makes her own. It started with she made her own candles, but like they're like, oh my God, it's really great. Sorry, you don't need to keep this in the podcast. I just like I need to tell you this
Of
while we're
course, I'm going
talking.
to keep it in. I mean, obviously, I love spirituality, tarot cards, and I
Yeah.
didn't know that you were into that stuff till we did the show together.
Yeah.
So I would love to, because I feel like when I lived in the Manhattan area, I had a whole spiritual community. And
Yeah.
then when I came back here, I have some individual friends who are into it, but I haven't really done anything too witchy in a
Yeah.
group in a while. And I would love to get that back
Yeah, let
together.
me. I'll send you the stuff because I
I just
think
got a
you
Ouija
like.
board too.
Ooh, don't
I
tempt me too
love
early,
so
man.
scared.
It's not
So
true.
scared.
I call them
I went to
spirits
Christian
that are
school
positive.
and we were told that demons, are in the Ouija board. Or like control the Ouija board. Or
And
that's how
I
you
went to
get
Catholic school
demons.
and we were told priests were good and they turned out to be the demons. Life is not how we thought it was.
What I'm saying is they instilled that fear in me enough that I can't shake it.
No, I get it because I have a little fear of it. Like, even like someone being like, oh, we call this a coven and we are witches. I was like, oh, I think I'm like I just like the moon and tarot cards. And all of a sudden, she's like, yeah, no, we don't like. You don't need to separate yourself. Like, it's okay. There's no imposter syndrome when it comes to witches. Like, it basically just means like we're here for each other. Like, no, I gotta send you this stuff and we should go together. And my friend Sandy's into it. Yeah, we can start our own little coven.
I would love that. Can this wizard sometimes come?
Totally. Yeah. You gotta bring all your fucking John boys, you know? Your Slytherin psychos.
Yeah, I guess.
We should do like a we should do a Ouija
They're
board.
good at magic.
What?
Some of the best.
Oh,
Slytherin.
I know,
Voldemort,
because they're pure
he's
bloods.
pretty fucking good
They're pretty
at
good.
magic.
I know, but I thought you were in Gryffindor. Now all of a sudden you're excited to be in Slytherin.
Listen, I'm glad I'm in
Like,
a
as long
powerful
as I'm not
house.
a Hufflepuff.
I just like to be in the most powerful houses.
I get it.
Hufflepuff is clearly powerful because Peggy and I are powerhouses. Okay, so you have some weird prejudice towards Hufflepuffs. It's because of the toxic 80s thing I always talk about. And it's like, oh, fucking Hufflepuff pussy. Like, that's not true.
Damn.
It's just not true. It's inaccurate. We are tough. We are strong. Look at Peggy's hair. Greener, like we've
Yeah.
got it going on.
This, I'm like, yeah, I got my
Hufflepuff
best
has good
friend.
hair.
Got, yeah.
Listen, you guys are once in a lifetime
That's
Hufflepuffs.
not
You're like,
true.
if Hogwarts, you guys come along once every 100 years, like 1902, there were two really strong woman Hufflepuffs and they became something important. Okay, but like in general,
Wait, this should be a segment
most
where
years,
it says
they
Philly
were.
people describe Harry Potter world. Like, I love like anybody like because even like it's like when people have a British accent, you're like, God, they must be smart. And then if you have like a Delco or a Philly accent or a Southern accent, people are like, this dummy. Even if
This
you still
dumb
be saying the
motherfucker.
like, I mean, I'll say some things where everyone will be like, wow, you're like smart. And I'm like, hi, we've been friends for years. What's going on? They're like, well, that accent, we just, and you're really loud and you laugh a lot. So just,
I
you know.
forget I have an accent that people might label as like, oh, she's stupid. Because I have a Philly Valley girl hood. Like, it's like a weird mixture of
Yeah,
things.
yeah,
And
yeah.
I forget that some people are like listening to me talk, thinking I'm an idiot.
I don't
Yeah,
think
I
you
got a
know that.
1560
That
on my
you just think him.
SATs. But
Oh.
I got a 1560 on my SATs, but no one thinks I'm smart.
Yeah, because you
Peggy's
tell
not
everybody.
impressed.
No, because you tell everybody that. That's like what smart people do, right? Smart people are like,
I
no,
do. I never say that, but we were having this conversation right now, and
listen, I'm the
I needed
biggest
to
dummy
prove I
of
was
all
smart.
time. I'm dyslexic. Can I read? We don't know. Like, I'm not anyone. I pass no judgment on smarts or not smarts. I even said it like that. I don't even know if
She
that was
just said
correct.
that to you, like you're still stupid.
I know. It was like, listen,
You're like,
I
I will
don't
judge you,
care if
CG.
you're dumb as balls, and I'm the one.
I don't think you're dumb, but I'm saying you see if when you drop words like John or like certain things, it really negates everything else. Because I know, because I do it. Like I'll like be on this epic conversation where I'm saying something and it's like has a point, and then I'll like throw in something weird and everyone's like, "You lost me, girl. You just said water, and I just don't trust anything you say after that." Like,
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
this
I
is
was always,
what.
how do I say water? You say WOOD? Water?
Water.
Water.
I go back and forth because now I've been living here for so long that it's back, but I lost my accent. My family thinks I speak prim and proper, and everybody else in the world's like, okay.
You do to me. I think you do.
Well, because I lost it. Like, well, I probably have told you the story, but when I went to New York, and I like when I was in college, I would take like outside acting classes, and I did like a classic monologue thing, and I did like a George Bernard Shaw, like Joan of Arc monologue, where like, it's like it's her, she's at the like, she's being like condemned, and she's saying this epic thing. And it was like great. Like they had like they pretended like there was guards holding me. People were crying. But it was great. And the
Oh
interpreter,
shit, you hit it so hard people was crying?
yeah, it was, well, it was like a very like when you do those very intense acting schools, and that was like we all end up crying because we're like, you did so well. You really came a long way in these 6 weeks. It's like, all patting each other on the back. But my instructor was like, the teacher was like, that was really good. Except for what the fuck's water? So like I was like having this like epic, I'm saying it in like perfect, and I'm like, you can take my body, you can take the water in my life. And he's like, what the fuck? Joan of Arc definitely never said water. And I was like, I don't know what you're telling me. Like I had no one in my life. I was 18, been living in New York for like 3 months. I'm like, no one told me that we said water weird. Like at all. And so like I changed, like so then I worked on it. So then every time I came home, everyone's like, oh, what are you having? Water? I'm like, all right, guys. Sorry, I'm trying to better myself.
I
To
love
kind
when you do your
of
Delco accent because you do it a lot on stage too, where you like
yeah.
envelop
It's
it.
so good.
It's so good. And
Yeah.
you do it with love because you
Yeah,
love
because I love them.
Delco
Well, I'm like every boy, I always joke, every time I ever impersonate a boy, it's my brother. So it's like a very dumbed down Delco accent. And like my brother's always like, I don't sound like that. I'm like, I know you don't, Tom, but like you kind of do.
No, I do a voice for Kate. It's obviously not how she really sounds,
Oh, really?
but
Because you add a lisp and make his impression of me, Peggy, is so crazy insulting. I think it's
can I
funny
hear
because
it? Can I hear it?
no, it's only when you say something
He's
like
too
that's
scared to do
ridiculous.
it because he knows he's gonna seem real evil. He'll be like, "What did I say? I
I
said
don't think you
something."
have a list, though.
I don't
She
know.
doesn't have a lisp at all. It's to make it sound dumb. Like what she just said,
Oh, I
there
know what
might
I
be a
said
joke.
today. Okay, this is what I said, and then you could do your prep. We were driving past the woods, and I was just like getting lost in it. And I was like, man, I wish I was Jacob from Twilight right now, just werewolfing through the woods. And I was like, no. Actually, I wish I was Edward. No, Bella. I wish I was Bella running through the woods. And I go, you know what I mean, Siege? And he like didn't know what to. I was like, Siege, you know what I mean? And he thought that was like the weirdest statement. And then for me to say, like, do you know what I mean? As if he was right there with me. And this, like, don't you wish you were like a werewolf? No, a vampire running through the woods. So then when you redid that, he gave me like a thick lip. He was like, don't you gotta do it. But you were like,
I wish I was Bella running through the woods and I just a sparkling out in the sunlight.
a little kid,
Geek?
like a little Kate kid,
Geek? You still with me, Geek? Oh, that's
Siege, having fun like being a vampire? No, Siege, seriously. Look at the woods. Look, we could be werewolves together.
the reason I do that is just to make it sound ridiculous. If I do it exactly what she said in that voice, it puts that ridiculous spin on it because so she can hear it how I hear it. Like, so it sounds as ridiculous to her as it sounds to me.
Right. No, and I get that because yeah, like I totally get where you're coming from, Kate, because I do stuff like that all the time too. But I do when someone reads it, like says it back to me, they're like, "You sound like a child," and I'm like, "You're right, I do." Like I don't know, I forget where I was the other day with Chance, and sorry, Chance, my boyfriend, and like he said something. He's like, "Oh, I forget." Like I'm just very gullible, so like I'll like read a sign and be like, "Did you know that that's real?" And he's like, It's a fucking, it's like, it's the equivalent of like looking at a billboard that's like, Jesus will answer the call. Like, I don't know what, Bill, I don't know what it was, but it was like something along those lines where I'm like, did you know that that's true? He's like, it's not necessarily true because it's on a fucking billboard. Like, I was like, oh, right. Sorry. I'm
There's
really
this
busy.
one on the there's this one on 76 that says, like, when you're stuck in traffic and your life sucks the most, it says Jesus suffered too. It makes me so mad. I'm like, man, fuck you. Jesus never had to sit in 76 traffic. Like it was, I know that he suffered, but like it's not the same.
It,
It's not.
this is worse.
Yeah.
Siege.
I don't know. 76 is pretty bad.
Like,
Give
no,
him a couple
if you're
nails
going.
in the hand. Who
If
cares?
you're in 76 traffic every day of your life, 5 days a week, and you're just stuck there in the middle of the city and you're seeing that sign, that's suffering.
Yeah.
That's how I
And you
suffer.
know what? Jesus wouldn't appreciate it. Because Jesus suffered for our sins and not for us to suffer his billboards in suffering, okay?
Yo,
Whoever Christian put that up, fuck off. Okay, you do
and
not
they
want
do,
that.
I kind of like it. I
they.
think I'd be like, you know what? My suffering isn't that bad because I'm not hanging from a cross like poor Jesus,
Yeah.
the Son of God that he is. Well, I'm Jewish, but I
I was
believe
gonna be like,
he's a
wow, this is
prophet.
like, wow, it's
No,
this like Jesus Christ
I'm into
thing
Jesus and like as like an ascended master. Like I
Yes.
respect Muhammad. You know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
I
He's a
fucks with a lot
prophet.
of
That's what
deities.
I always say. There is.
Kali, Shiva, like I like a lot of these ascended people who have walked the earth.
Yeah.
I like Christ consciousness. Do you know what I mean? Where like we
Yeah.
can all attain if we choose that type of enlightenment to have that type of balance and compassion, you know.
Right.
I want to be in charge of putting up the Jesus billboards and making up my own stuff. Like I want
Yeah.
to have one that says Jesus is my guy. Just like random, you know what I mean? Like what are we
Jesus is
just
make you
selling?
happy.
Like
I saw that.
who gets paid to sell Jesus? You know what I'm saying? Like, do they go to a marketing company and they're like, listen, man, we're trying to sell some Jesus. Like, can you make this happen?
I
And
think
somebody
that
comes up with what they're gonna put on the sign?
those Christians and evangelicals, I think they created like marketing. Their propaganda is next level.
That's
That's
true,
one of
bro.
the that show, The Righteous Gemstones, so funny and accurate because you're like, yup, that's
Righteous
exactly.
Gemstones is banging.
It's the best. That's
So
right.
good.
Over.
That chicken there is so funny. The way she drops his lines,
Yeah.
you know, the lines he writes for her, and, oh my God. She was like, yeah, I'm getting all sweaty down here, or whatever. When her boyfriend was on the pole, she was like, oh, I'm getting all sweaty down here. Or I can't even do justice to it, but it
She's
made
so
me fucking
funny.
gasp.
I know. She's so funny.
All right, guys, we are wrapping this up on a good Jesus note. Now I do feel like
Went
it's a
tangent.
Fox News podcast.
Fans and yeah, we are the Fox News podcast.
Well, I don't think Fox News would
We
do
started
this
with
on its
trans, we ended with Jesus. That's all we need. That's all we
own.
need in life.
I don't think they would appreciate that I'm like, and I also love Shiva. And Kali, I think it's like you're supposed to love Jesus and really
And
only
that's it.
Jesus.
That's
Wow.
pretty
Yeah.
much the deal. But
I don't think you are Fox News podcast. I
thank
don't think
you,
so.
thank you.
That was a swing and a miss. You took it seriously.
Thank you. Sometimes, like sarcasm, half the times when he does sarcasm, I don't get it, and he gets real mad.
She's
He's
one of those
like,
people who
"How do you
asks, is
not
that sarcasm? She's
get
one of those people. She's like, wait, is that sarcasm? And so, yeah, she's one of those. So they're the people who definitely don't, but then they
Yeah.
figured out at some point in life that like something was going on behind their backs, like that
Yeah.
everyone else got and they didn't. And so then they start asking and they're getting closer to pinpointing it, but like they're not there yet. So she's there. She's on her journey.
All right, whatevs.
I like it.
Thank you, Peggy.
Yeah.
Peggy, where can people find you? Upcoming shows?
Yeah, so you can always find me on my socials at under sorry, aunt underscore Peggy O. And I have a ton of shows coming up that I can't remember right now, but oh well, just I'll just plug the Fort comedy. I don't even know if other people can go to that, but that'll be really fun. And then yeah, I'm doing that farm show of Bronston's. Do you know him?
Yeah, I do know him.
Yeah, it's like July 9th in I think it's in Bristol. Oh, I don't
Yeah,
know.
that sounds
Something.
about right.
PeggyOleary.com, and you can find my schedule. Also, you just see me out and about, probably selling alcohol to your favorite bars.
Yeah,
Yes.
you guys come out July 12th, Fort Washington Swim Club. We're all on that show. We are going to
That'll be
have so
fun.
much
I
fun.
ain't going after Peggy.
Okay.
Peggy should probably
We're not
headline
doing
that.
it. I'll do
So.
whatever you guys want to do.
Well, Josh is the
It's
one like doing
your
it, but if he asks, I might be like, have Peggy headline. You're
house.
so good.
My
All
God.
right,
Okay.
guys.
Yeah,
You're
you had to
the
blow that shit up right in the middle.
best.
Right
Okay.
in the middle of the show. Blew it the fuck
I
up.
hadn't seen Peggy on stage in years. You were always hilarious. Do not get me wrong. But you were in like the upper echelon of like the funniest comics I've ever seen, TV and in person. Like it was
Oh,
like
that shit was
crazy. And
cute.
he has been to a lot of shows because I've taken him since we've been together in our
Yeah.
childhood. And even we were talking about it earlier this morning when I was like, yeah, it's Peggy's coming on.
Because
Like,
only the
you
person
blew
going
us
right
away.
after you was in, I was in a mindset of like watching it, but being like, fuck. Like the whole time. Like I had to now, you know what I'm saying? Everybody else could just laugh the whole time and just enjoy it,
Right.
but not me. It was getting worse. As
It's
you got better, it
entertaining.
got worse for me.
If you have to
Always.
follow a
But
comic that just completely, I remember I had to follow Jessica Kearson for Nickelodeon Mom audition.
oh God,
And she
that would be
wasn't supposed
amazing.
to go in front of me, but like she had a schedule bloop, so she like missed her spot and had to come right before me. I was shaking after I had to go after her to ha
Oh
test.
yeah, I'm
That's like,
sorry, a schedule bloop?
you see, just
yeah. I mean, that's what happens. You have
Schedule
schedule blues.
bloop. I love when she makes up her own words. She does this a lot. Like it's just a made-up word, and she goes through the
Flip. If he redid
conversation.
that, he'd be like, schedule bloop or whatever he does.
Yeah.
That was a weird accent. I just schedule bloop. But
That's
you knew
funny.
what I meant anyway. It
You
was
did, and I
paraphrasing.
always do know what you mean, but I just think
This
it's
way,
hilarious.
Peggy, because I think Jessica Kearson is hilarious. I feel like you were right there on that
Oh my
level. I
God,
swear.
blasphemy, but
So
thank
that's
you.
why I was like, wait a second, wait a second. Peggy's one of the funniest humans. You know what I, and I mean that. So I am so
Oh my
excited to
God,
get to
thank
watch
you.
you work again
Yeah,
in July.
John, like,
Thank
yet.
But we'll also do some witchy shit before that.
please, please, please. I love
Definitely.
witchy shit now. All right. You guys
Peggy.
are the best. Thank you for this.
Thanks, Peggy. We really appreciate it.
Of course, of course.
Thank
Bye.
you, everybody, for listening.
Thanks, y'all.
Bye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a £100 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podkatzuk. Just go to Indeed.com/podkatzuk right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.